This is the Outliers Edge podcast, where we champion the leaders who are shaping the next era of humanity by taking them to the edge of their comfort zone so that they can lead us to the edge of what's next. I'm your host, Niyama Ashong. Let's do this. Let's jam. How are you all? Niyama Ashong here, founder of Outliers Edge, where we champion the leaders who are shaping the future of our world. It's fun now because if you've been watching this, you might have heard me say, we champion the leaders who are shaping the next era of humanity. And it is actually what I do believe. It's what like lays within me. And I had a conversation with a team recently around like that language, that verbiage of next era of humanity. And one of my teammates is like, it's just really hard to like really get into. It's like, I get it. It's definitely true, but it's hard to get into. And so I've been playing, I'm experimenting. And one of the things that I recognize is like, no matter what we say about it, my overall intent and my overall purpose is not actually changing. And so I'm playing around with making it simpler, and really going for it in its simplicity. And as I bring out more of the simplicity behind it, the thing that I'm finding is that it also brings us right back into focus with the actual purpose of it all. It brings us right back into focus of like what actually matters, and redirects every conversation with a level of intention and a level of, I don't know, I talk about quests here. Like it just makes it an epic quest. So today we are going to be on an epic quest here together. We're going to be with a leader who is shaping the future of her world. And I'm excited to be with her. So we're here with Kristen Kaczynski. Kristen, it's absolutely. I know it's like, in my mind, it's like, it's fun, but in my mind, there's also like another word. I'm like, it's going to be a firecracker of a conversation. It's good to be in space with you. How you be?
Oh, I'm great. It's good to be in space with you. Yeah, I'm looking forward to this conversation.
Yeah, so
thanks
am I.
Thanks for having me.
Definitely, definitely. I got to start off here. I like to start off and just kind of ground myself in because I can get into, it's so funny because like I hit record and there's like a process to like actually get into this conversation with a person in front of me. It's like, I say the words and then I hit record. And I'm like, oh, here we go. We're live. So let's start talking. And what I love to do really to just really help ground me into the experience is to actually just experience you. And so let me share with you who you are to me in this current moment.
Oh, all right. Cool. Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready to receive.
All right. Strap in. Here we go. Now, Kristen, I think there's a few different things. There's who you are to me and then like who you've been to me. All right. And one of the things that I see you, like when I see you out in the world, it's like supernova energy, right? Like I it's not just a star when it comes to you. Like not only do you shine brightly, but like you bring like an immense amount of energy into every experience that I've ever had with you. I remember the first time I ever met you, you didn't meet me. You were sitting in the front of an experience and you're like in like one of the first three rows and like you're like my presence is here and like it cannot be denied, and I'm like in the front and right in the center. And as I got a chance to get to know you more and more, I recognized that like there's that level of presence you bring to everything. And one of the things I really appreciate about you is the level of like, I think of you as like, I'm like, oh, she can do intense very naturally. You know, it's like without having to, put any airs on, you know, and it's not like an intensity. It's just an intense. But on that side, that's the part that like, that's like the easily presented thing. I think that's the thing that when you walk into a room and like it yells out into the room. But what the thing that I really think about with you is just like your overall, like, just the various levels of depth and tenderness and like just like warmth that comes with you. I think about walks that we've had. I think about like time that we spent just like in like locally. Like I just think you're all around a stellar person. I think that's maybe why Supernova came up overall, but it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, I don't know. There's this, the words mama bear is really coming in. Like there's like a fierceness and like an energy that comes out here, but
wow, do you take care of your people? I mean, I remember even getting rides back from that conference when you're like, it's down the street, come on in. And it's like, it's that holistic element to you that that I'm just really appreciative of, because I know that I can bring anything to your world, anything at all. And you'll not only help me process it, but you can, like, you can be with it and also move with it as well. And it's something that's really, like, I'm going to say, deliciously remarkable about you. So I'm glad to be in space with you, Kristen.
Thank you.
It's really good to be here.
Awesome. I love that. That was wonderful. Yeah. And I like that you called my mama bear, because, you know, I call my son a bear.
Yeah.
So I am mama bear.
Look at that. Look
in
at
fact, that. My handle in many places is Mama A Bear.
Nicely done. Nicely done. So let's kind of keep on that there, because I want to give us a chance to get to know you. Like, I shared who you are to me in this moment here. I want to give you a chance to, like, share who you are with us to the extent that you feel that feels real to you right now, professionally, personally, whatever you feel like bringing into the mix, bring it in.
Who am I? I would say probably, like, first and foremost, I am just a human being who's on the green growing edge of becoming, always, like, really not in, like, a BS kind of way, but I am really just someone who came to this planet to really intentionally grow. And because of that, life has often thrown me stuff that forces me to grow. So, you know, in that, within that, I've done a lot of different things in my life to grow. And, you know, I am definitely someone who is constantly evolving. I've had, you know, many careers, and, you know, big careers. And then I just jump and I do something. People are always like, what are you doing now? But I've really intentionally, like, grown and changed. And, you know, we talked about, you know, going to your edge. It's like, I've lived my life on the edge. as soon as things get like, oh, you know, I know how to do this thing. Then I'm like, I'm moving on to the next thing. Cause I am just on this growth edge that I love to be on and play in. And I would say, actually, it's probably not driven by the human part of me, but it's driven by the spirit part of me. It's driven by the infinite part of me. Because the human part of me is like, what? Now, no, not now.
It just got good.
She goes kicking and screaming, but I think I must have come in with some sort of agreement about really being on the edge, because that's what I do. I do it really in everything in my life. And I wouldn't say that it's always easy. However, it always pays off in the end. Oh, I got some good stories to tell.
Yeah, let's immediately jump into that then, right? Because it's you said it's not always easy. I would love to start off with a time where, like, being on the edge, being on the growth edge for you wasn't an easy thing, even though it ended up being rewarded. You mind taking me to, like, one moment in time? I get, like, not the overall trajectory, just, like, take me to a time where it wasn't easy, but it ended up being rewarded.
Well, I mean, I don't know if this is the answer you're looking for, but I mean, last night I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning and I was like, the fuck? Am I allowed to swear on this thing?
I can't have a show about being you and then trying to censor you. Like, it just, like my biggest thing is living in integrity.
I mean, I woke up in the middle of the night and I was, like, terrified.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, what is going on? And then I thought, you know what, Kristen, you can lay here in bed and, like, just get all tied up in knots, or you can turn the light on and you can get your notebook out and you can start writing.
Yeah.
And it's really about that. I mean, I think every single day I'm on the edge of growth, because I do shit every fucking day that scares me every day. And so sometimes, you know, I feel scared and I don't do something, but for the most part of it, I'm doing life afraid. So, you know, there's some stuff coming up. I'm creating some new things in my business. And, you know, it's not going as fast or as quickly or easily as I would love it to go yet. And because I do believe it's all possible to be that way. And it's like, oh, it was keeping me up last night. So, yeah, that's what it looks like to keep being a person who's evolving, growing, changing, creating new things, you know, bringing new people into my life, desiring a life that is greater than the life I currently have. And declaring that, I mean, that's the, You know, I live a vision-driven life. I hold visions that are not my current reality. And so, and then it's like, I continue to ask myself, what can I do today where I am with what I have to move in the direction of this life that I would absolutely love to have? And typically the steps that the universe, you know, shares with me about what I could do are not things that are comfortable. They're things that require, you know, some courage.
You mind sharing? I love this. Like you said, doing life afraid. I've never heard that term. I don't know if you use that more often, but like it was there's something in there that I'm really interested in, at least to start out here. And so if I'm getting you right, like you're in tune, like you're paying attention, like spirit, you're like my spirit probably had the contract coming onto this earth. Like I'm getting downloads around like what it is that like where to move next. But it is one of those things that just like, and now sit. Well, maybe it could be, but like whatever the thing is, it puts you like, it keeps putting you into like the uncomfortable or courageous or requires courage, or like you're like put you in a place of fear there. I just love to kind of keep this thing real. I know you, I get that in various ways. I'm making up various stories of what it could be. But do you mind just sharing one more thing right now where it's like, here goes a download that you got recently, maybe like in the last 6 months, where you're just like, this is where I gotta go. And from there.
I'm actually gonna go back. I think I'll go back and tell an example of something that happened a long time ago. Cause I think it's a really good for me, you know. So I was like in this personal development world. I've been doing personal development work as a student for 25 years. And so, you know, I was really in this deep growing, you know, work. And, you know, I started getting, I was doing this, you know, the book, The Artist's Way. I was doing The Artist's Way.
I was going to. I don't know it, but I am really curious about it. You need to tell me about it right now.
It's awesome. No, I'm not going to. Anyway, it's brilliant by Julia Cameron. And so I was doing it. And when I was going through the process of The Artist's Way, and it's like, you read the books and then, you know, there's like questions at the end of the chapters, and there's this thing called morning pages that you do as part of it, and artist date. Anyway, so I was doing that process, and this was in probably like 2005. Yeah, it was 2005. And I had a memory as I was doing this process, which was like, Kristen, you know, you had this dream of going to Africa and working with African women. Like, what happened to that? I was like, oh shit, I totally forgot. Like, I forgot about that, right? And then I was like, oh, okay. So then I couldn't deny it, right? Because it like kept coming back in this process. And I was like, okay, so that's a download that I got. Like, you're gonna do this. And it's like, well, I was an executive at Paramount. You know, I was there been at Paramount for 10 years. I was working at network TV, I had a pretty great job. Like, and I was like, okay, well, how am I gonna do this? So initially, like what it looked like was, I was like, okay, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna take a trip to Africa. I'm gonna go. And I decided to go to Kenya and plan this whole trip. You know, so I was like taking a step, and it felt edgy because it was like, I had traveled like all over the world, always had friends that would go with me. I couldn't find anyone to go to Kenya at this time. And so I was like, I guess I'm gonna go by myself. Like, but you know, that felt a little, you know, edgy for me to like go all alone to this unknown world and whatever, but I set up a trip. And then actually I ended up, it's a long story, which I will not get into here, but I ended up leaving my job at Paramount before I left to go to Africa. And, I quit my job. Cause I was like, oh, I'm not going to go halfway in. I'm going all in. Like I'm going 100% in. Like, I'm just going to go. And like, talk about some sleepless nights. I mean, and it was like only 2 weeks between the time that I made that decision to the time that I actually left. But, you know, was that scary? Yeah, it was really scary. But the voice, you know, some people call like your intuition the still small voice. It wasn't still and small. It was like screaming at me, like, this is what you're supposed to do. Like this, you know, it was like, I didn't have a choice. It was not comfortable, but I was like, I'm going to go head first in. I'm just going to do it.
So wait one second here. I got to make sure I'm on the same page. So you were, you successful career, you know, you had like 10 years working. You're an executive at Paramount. Like things are going well for you. Like, and you're doing some additional work just like on yourself, because that's part of what you do. you get this download of really just like a replay of a dream that you once had. That and that seed gets planted. How long between when you had that, like,
well, the seed was already planted. I just remembered it. Like,
okay, yes.
All right. It was like a forest that I just hadn't gone back to visit for a while. And then I'm supposed to go to Africa.
How long between that and when you act and like the day you flew out for the first time?
Well, I left in June. It was like, you know, a couple months.
Yeah, lovely.
Probably three months or something like that.
Yep.
Three months. Yeah. I mean, I planned a trip because I thought that's what I was going to do, is take a trip. And I did do that almost immediately. Like, oh, I have to pursue this vision that I have. And then I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to go for it. I'm going all in.
Yeah, and I did. So you had a trip beforehand and you came back and then you're like,
No. Okay. I planned a trip. And then I decided to quit my job. And then I was just like, I'm just going to go and I'm not going to like worry about when I'm coming back because I don't have a job to come back to.
Got you.
So I guess what I want to say about that, which I think is very important for everyone who gets those intuitive hits, and you know, it might not be as grandiose as like quitting one's job and going to Kenya, having never been there before. It could be anything, right? But something where it's a move that feels edgy. The cool thing is that when we say yes to things like that, often what happens, like as we move through it, like some like extraordinary goodness is on the other side of it, right? Which we would never get if we didn't say yes and like do it afraid. So I said yes, and literally 3 days into my trip to Kenya, like I left Paramount on Friday afternoon, got on a plane, flew through London to Kenya, like landed in Kenya on, probably Sunday. I mean, by like Tuesday, I was like in a village in a hut with like 35 women. And I was like, holy shit, like, this is exactly what I had envisioned. I'm in the vision now. Like I got the goodies like almost immediately.
Yeah.
So that's what we get. Like when we go for, when we get that intuitive hit, whatever that is. And it's like, oh, that feels scary. But we decide to do it afraid because it feels that important. There's always something amazing on the other side. Guaranteed. 100%. Life changing. Yeah.
So you like, so I'm really tracking on this one here, because it's like you saw the vision. You're like, I'm going all in on this, right? And you really just went for the vision. And it wasn't one of those things where it's like, okay, got to pay my dues. It's like day three, vision realized, right?
Yep.
Now I got to ask you, because like, as you say that, when I said vision realized, I actually realized something inside of me was taking place. I was like, oh, then what? Like, you've done it. Like in my mind, that in my chest, that's just what happens. Like I want to work towards this thing. I had it. It came back. I made the moves. I quit my job. Like, it'd be different if you're like on vacation. You're like, check, yeah, did that, you know, but you quit your job. And by day three, you're already realizing the vision, at least in terms of like what you had seen there. So take me to that, because like I recognized within me, like as I was just playing that out, there was just a little bit of like, there's a little something, bit of anxiety or worry that came. I'm like, wait, what happens once you actually get the vision that you, what happens if you actually realize
the vision? It's like when you graduate from high school or college, they call it a commencement, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It's the beginning.
Oh, lovely.
Right.
Yes.
It was a commencement for me. It was just being in the vision was just a confirmation to me that I was on the right track. It wasn't like, oh, you did it, you're done. Yeah. It's like, no, you're on the right path. So then my job is to get curious. Then it's like, okay, so if this is the right path, what's the right? So just come from a place of curiosity. So then what's next? What do I do next? Right. I mean, I guess what I know is that I'm a woman on a mission. Like I am all about making things happen. I'm all about creating things. I'm on a mission. Like that's what I do. Right. And that's who my clients are too. I mean, I am on a mission. I love working with people on a mission. And the mission, you know, if we live a mission driven life, it just keeps going. So you get to one mission and there's another next one. We keep leveling up, right? We just keep, you know, it's another iteration of ourselves and what we're doing. So then what I realized is I was like, so it was a gift to me, because I was like, wow, I mean, how many people on planet Earth have a dream as a little girl that kind of pursued the dream-ish but got no support around it as a child? Because people were like, you want to go to Africa? That's crazy. I mean, I grew up in Pittsburgh in the 80s. Like, people were like, they didn't even know where Africa was on the map. So, there was no internet. I couldn't figure out how to do it. Yeah. So, then I got to remember again that that's what I wanted to do when it didn't work out initially. Like, I got another shot, got like a second chance. Cause I remember the dream, which is part of the thing with to keep asking ourselves that. Cause if we keep asking those questions, we can remember what was the dream as a kid, or what was the dream when you were in high school? What was the dream? What was your, like, it's all there for us. We just have to be willing to keep asking the questions. So for me, what happened was I was like, okay, so I've arrived here. Now what? Like, why did I get placed here? And why was this the vision? It was just the beginning. And then I heard the very loud and clear what the next step was, which was, there was this water crisis that's still happening in Africa and all over the globe. And it was like, oh, I'm into women's empowerment, but what women need, after speaking to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of women, was they need water. And they, that's the only, and as I saw it, the only way in. So then I was on another mission, which,
Before we get to that next mission, I want to it just feels good to capture this part right here. Yeah. You made a point of saying this, and I just want to slow down in here. Like, you remembered. Right. And asking yourself those questions that bring us back into what we remember. Like, let's just pause right here. I'm going to give you if you could just speak to one outlier right now who's who wants to go down a path of remembering something that is real for them. What's the question that you would ask them to explore for themselves?
What would you love? What would you love? What would you love? That's it. Because love is spirit. Love is the infinite. The answer to that is always the answer. What would you love? What would you love in your life? What would you love in certain aspects of your life? You answer that question. You answer the love question. That's it.
Great. Now with that, let's go on to this next mission.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. All right. So take us here. Yeah. Take us here from here.
Oh, I don't know where I'm going, but
yeah.
So what you were asking though was once you got there, then it's then what?
Yeah.
Because what I said in the beginning, I'm a human being on the green growing edge of becoming. I know it's kind of like a thing that people say, oh, I'm a lifelong learner. Like, I really am.
Well, it's different than learning, though, for you. It feels like you're a lifelong becomer and a lifelong grower. And I feel like when I think about lifelong learners, they don't quit their jobs and actually go out and experience. I think of lifelong learners as those who learn.
Okay, I'm a lifelong action taker.
Yeah.
But
you're smart enough to learn from
after
that.
It.
Yeah. I love how you started off this element of like I'm on this planet for this. I feel I set up this contract this way. But look, I think that we've gone too far to just jump out now around the mission. We don't have to spend we have to go all through that, because I know you're doing so many things beyond that. Yeah. But we've come too far.
I just want to give you that as an example.
Oh yeah. But we're gonna finish this one off real quick, because I know I know some of what's coming up. I can imagine if I was watching this later on, and so what happens? She talked to hundreds of women out there. She found that water was the thing. What happened? So you said that led you to your next mission, right? So just tell us a little bit about that mission. Tell us about how things unfolded for a bit there. We can then bring ourselves to the present time, but I do feel right now the story is a little unopened.
Yeah, because the reason I think it's helpful to people who are outliers and, working with their edge is that they can see sort of how things come around.
Yeah.
So what that led to was, it led me to traveling back to the United States, and I live in Santa Monica, California. So coming back to Santa Monica and starting a nonprofit organization with the focus of providing clean drinking water as a foundation to development, working primarily in Northern Kenya in an area called Samburu, which is where I was. So that's what that happened. And then what happened with that is, so I started that organization and I actually ran that organization for 10 and a half years as the executive director. And we brought clean water to thousands and thousands of people.
Every time you say that and your smile just comes out, it is just one of the most genuine, like, so it's like, yeah, like, not only did this happen, but like, we brought it to like thousands and thousands
of people. Yeah, thousands of people.
Yeah, yeah.
And the cool thing is, I actually got to go back. I left that organization that I started and ran for 10 and a half years in 2016.
Yeah.
And I hadn't been back there since then. And so I actually went back this last summer, another vision. And edgy. I went back and took my son and my niece, and we spent, a couple of weeks in Kenya, but we spent, time up in Samburu, went to see the wells and all that stuff too, which was amazing, which was another, taking my son was a dream come true.
That's fantastic here. You know, Kristen, I like right now what I'm really present to, just the taking your son part of it, just really, really gets me. Mama Bear. And then
the you can feel free to call me that.
Yeah, I thanks, because I'm like, I probably would. but on top of that, there is the component of almost like every 10 years, like you get to the heights of something, like you do something, like on a 10-year cycle, there's like something that happens and you're just like, all right, let's go do something extraordinary. And then it's complete. And like, when it's complete, you can actually be done and complete with it. You're like, all right, quit in. Good. Oh, looks like we're on this journey now. Like, yeah. And it's not like you knew what the journey was. All you do, if I was getting you were just honoring the vision, but honoring it like completely, like honor, like, right. and thus it began, thus it commenced. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And then you leave the organization about 10 years later, and go on like brand new adventures, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So like you said you're a mission driven person. Like there's always a mission for you right now. Like I get the mission is to take action and the mission, and there's an internal purpose of growing with your spirit set, but like, what's your mission now?
My mission now is to inspire people to live vision-driven lives and live their dreams, follow their dreams, like figure out what they are and like go after it. So people can live lives that they absolutely love.
Yeah, it catches me because we were talking earlier and saying like, oh, like talking about this conversation, and the word service came in so along those lines of like, I want to ask you the same question. It might be the exact same words, but I'm going to ask you a very similar question now. And I'll ask it this way, like, how are you serving people now? How do you spend your time serving people now?
Well, I had a lunch meeting this afternoon and with this woman who's a friend I've known for years. She's a friend, but not a friend that I talk to all the time. Like our kids went to preschool together and, you know, we bounce in and out of each other's lives. And in the conversation at lunch, she's kind of stopped the conversation. She's like, I really owe you a thank you. And I was like, why? Like, okay, I'll take the thank you. Why? And she was like, we had been in Yosemite. We went camping over Memorial Day weekend, which is, by the way, amazing. It's like one of the most beautiful places on planet Earth for sure. And I've been to a lot of beautiful places. And we were, the first night we were camping, we were sitting around the table and she's a very cool person and she works in the world of water. And so we kind of had that commonality. She works in warm water conservation. But she also is a writer and she had like created a pen name and sort of writing, like published a book. And it was like adolescent, like young adult fiction stuff. And she was talking about how she wanted to like make a movie out of these books. I don't even know what the question I asked her was, but like she came and I was like, well, why don't you? Like, you know, and I asked her some really pointed questions. I don't even know what they were at the time.
Yeah.
But she said, you know, when we had that conversation, it really made me start thinking. And she goes, I have to, you know, about taking real action towards this vision that I had that I would love. And she goes, I have somebody that's a producer that like asked me, like that had just found out that they needed like young adult, so her friend who's a producer needs a young adult. They want to, you know, buy young adult material. And like, it all just fell into place. She's like, but because I was able to say it and like declare that after our conversation, she's like, it's all happening. I've got like two meetings set up. We're just finishing our pitch deck. She's like, it's happening. Like it's totally happening based on our conversation. And that's how I serve people. I serve people to, you know, imagine beyond what they think is immediately possible.
Oh, that is
like that. And if I could do that with people all day long, like it's because I feel so blessed. Like I've had like that dream that I got to have the vision and like, you know, went dark for a while, came back and then go to a place where like I was in the vision that I actually had imagined as a little girl. And it was like mind blowing. And then that just so happened. I got to start this amazing organization and bring all these people clean water. Like, I don't think that like, you know, I have some sort of like extra special experience that I get to do that. Like, I believe that we all have this incredible capacity to realize our dreams. And such a small percentage of people are doing it. But like, if everyone on planet Earth was like living their dreams, imagine how awesome this world would be. Like, it would be amazing. Like, can you imagine if everyone was living their dreams?
Let's actually like take
how
this.
How incredible this world would be.
Let's do this thing here. So there's two things. In my world, we don't live in hypothetical questions, right? So outliers, I'm going to invite you right now to stop what you're doing and actually imagine what a world where everyone is pursuing their dreams. Right. To see that.
I mean, I do that a lot of that too myself.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's that's why I'm bringing it here. Cause like you could say, can you imagine? Right. But I'm like, let's have that experience. Cause I like, and here goes the thing right here in this moment, Kristen, we might've just changed the entire trajectory of this world because someone out there might've just remembered something else that was important to them. Someone else might've just gotten into a connection with it. Someone might leave this for another 3 months and then just like this thought randomly pops up in their head at some point and they go down a path here. Mm-hmm. This conversation, like I really want to acknowledge you because it's like this conversation is in and of itself a catalyst for dreams, you know? And I really want to acknowledge you for that. I want to acknowledge like this is one of the things I love about you and the energy that you bring to things because it really translates. You know, like it's going through like the camera, it's going through the microphone, it's going and it's hidden still like the hearts and the souls and the spirits, you know, and I just want to capture that. I want to make sure I say that out loud.
Yeah.
That's really tremendous. There was something else you had said earlier that had really stuck with me. And then it got unstuck. So I can't bring it into the space right now.
Well, if it's meant to be said, it will come back.
Yeah, exactly. But this is. There was something in here that was really fun around what you had said, but this component here, you were just talking about like the 10 years it went dark. When you said that, something came within me, which was like, I can imagine that if you really did sign up like this contract, given the contract you'd signed, like perhaps it was just like this, like we're going to plant the seed here and you need to go and build. You need to go build yourself. You need to go do whatever lessons that are necessary because the next time this shows up, you're going to need to take action on it and be ready on it, you know? And there's something really, really tremendous around the saying yes to this stuff, you know? But you just keep leaning in, you keep like saying yes. And just to put a little bit of timing on this here, I don't know when this conversation is going to go out into the world for the first time. In my world, a lot of these conversations, like there's benefits in it. So I find ways to to incorporate it in many different things that I do. But for a little bit of reference, it's mid-October right now. So within like 5 months of having a conversation with someone while you're out on like vacation together, right? This person goes forth and like has found found a declaration within herself so that when the opportunity arose, or if she created that opportunity, like, you know, like when the opportunity was created, she knew what to put in to move that dream of hers forward. Yes. I really just want to like, I want to capture that, because there's some element of what you're saying that you talked about, like manifesting in 4 days. You talked about getting manifesting tickets in 4 days.
The Hamilton tickets.
Yeah, you know, we're talking about you know, getting to Africa, and then within 3 days, like realizing thing. You know, now we're having something here where it's like you talk to someone, and within 5 months, it's like they're like, look, we have a movie that is like we have something moving in this space here, and I want to give room and space to that. Because there's something about the way that you operate, the energy you bring, the way that you manifest, that like that has that extra sense in it. It's almost like it almost could feel ridiculous. And then within a much shorter period of time than one might guess, there are ways where there's traction that's being built. Is there anything you want to say to that? Like, I want to give some space to it, because it just seems to keep showing up in different
ways. Well, there's a really cool book that Price Pritchard wrote called the quantum Q. It's called Q squared. It's about the quantum. Is that what it's called? Q squared, I think, about the quantum leap. So we have this ability, right? But, and also there's also this idea of, I'm going to mess it up, but I'll give you the basic idea. The idea of how bamboo grows. Have you ever heard the story about how bamboo grows in the rhizome?
But I'm totally down to hear right now, please.
Yeah. So, you know, the way that bamboo grows, you plant the seed, and in the first year, what you see is like an inch of growth above the ground, right? And that's year one. And then like year two, 2 inches of growth. And year three, there's 3 inches of growth. And year four, there's 4 inches of growth. And it's like, wow, I mean, I've been putting a lot of energy into this bamboo, and like, I'm not seeing much happen. And then in year five, it grows 20 feet or 60, I don't know, something huge, 20 feet, 60 feet, 100 feet. It doesn't matter. It has this huge quantum leap, right? Now, all the while, there's been this rhizome that's been created underneath the ground that you can't see, this really intricate root system that can ultimately support the bamboo when it shoots up in year five. So what's happening a lot is this, you know, as we do our work and we're doing whatever it is that we're doing in the world and, you know, moving towards some sort of vision or dream or whatever we're doing, you know, we're taking lots of steps already, right? And so, and it doesn't look like there's much growth, And then all of a sudden you get this quantum leap, right? But underneath, you're creating a foundation that's able to support the leap that happens. Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes perfect sense to me. I feel like that's why you're like I had the seed of the dream, and then it went dark for a while, and that dark period to me was root building.
Yeah. So, you know, when we have these, and at the same time, in the metaphysical world, we can create, you know, anything we want as fast as we want. Like it's that can happen, and from a metaphysical perspective, right? Our human minds can sometimes sabotage that because, you know.
I like, as you say this, so there's a large part of me as like someone who's leading this conversation, I want to be like, yep, right. And another part of me that's like, yeah, right. And another part of me is like, yeah, right.
Because we got like, lots of different parts.
Yeah, yeah. But it's all the right. It's all the same words, but it just feels differently to those various parts.
Because there's different parts.
It so,
comes from different perspectives.
Yeah. So when you say that, like the metaphysical, like, do me a favor. Can you just make that real for me? When you say with the metaphysical, I might just be like missing like the context and what dimension metaphysical lies in.
Well, that, you know, whatever we think and voice we can create in the world, and we can do it almost instantaneously.
That's really interesting. Because I feel like right now I'm talking to you and you're just like, it almost feels like a duh thing, right? It's like you just know this. You're like, yeah. like if I have thought right. it and I have said it, like
I can
create it. And so like I'm seeing right now, because I get that you have manifestation like abilities and skills that you have.
We all do.
Yes. Thank you. Right.
No one's exempt.
So you've honed, trained, and all that. Like, so it's just so interesting to me right now, because there's a large part of me that's like, I know what she's saying is true because she has said it. And there's another part of me that
let's do something. I'm gonna give you the
diggity. Let's do it.
I'm gonna give you the definition right here. Ready?
Let's go.
What is metaphysic definition? I love words, so
yep.
Oh. Okay, here. Oh, this is a good one.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, it looks good.
Good.
Well, the question was good, which is, what does metaphysical mean in simple terms?
Yep.
Derived from the Greek meta to physica, after the things of nature, referring to an idea, doctrine, a positive reality outside of a human sense of perception. In modern philosophical terminology, metaphysics refers to the studies of what cannot be reached through objective studies of material reality. Okay. Does that make sense?
Help us make this more sense.
I'm going to read that again. Okay. This is really good, actually. In modern philosophical terminology, metaphysics refers to the study of what cannot be reached through objective studies of material reality. Okay. So what that means is, like, you know, we think, like, if I do this, this will happen, right? Like cause and effect. I do this, this will happen. But what we're taking out of it is, and part of the, like, part of a program that I coach, it's called Dream Builder. Like, there's these qualifying questions, like you create your vision. And then there's these five questions. And one of the questions is, does, like, in order to get my dream, does it require the help of a higher power? Mm-hmm. Okay. So in this, it's not like we start putting things in motion, but there's something more powerful than us that helps to deliver it.
Gotcha.
Right? We make a decision and providence happens. Like there's something, it's not just what Kristen's doing, but Kristen's not working in isolation. I'm working in relation and in partnership with the infinite. And the infinite can do anything. So when we're bringing in metaphysics, it's something beyond just us that's making it happen. It's whatever, you know, some people call it God, other people call it spirit, other people call it the infinite intelligence, the universe. Like we're co-creating. We're not doing it by ourselves. But the thing is that our message has to be so, so clear.
Yeah.
So that the infinite knows, oh, I get what he's laying down, what she's laying down. Now I can help deliver it.
I'm having a moment over here. Like you might see me like looking up and all this stuff here. It's not like there's anything on my wall. It's because something just came online for me in a very different way. For years, and I stopped saying this after a while, but for years, I would say, oh, serendipity loves me. Serendipity loves me. And as you're describing like metaphysics in this place and the infinite and such, I'm like, oh, what if like one of the higher powers that has chosen to be with me has manifests itself through serendipity? I mean, my wife is a friend of a stranger. I went out to a bar one night and some random person that I was talking to ended up pausing me in conversation and said, I think you'd be great for my friend. We're now about to have our second child in March, you know? So it's like, So to me, like the idea that there's something here, because to this point, just about a month beforehand, around a month beforehand, I'd gone out and I said, you know what? I am ready for a girlfriend. I want a girlfriend.
You made an advanced decision.
Exactly. And then like just weeks afterwards, like I met this person, she became my girlfriend, and we like life is continuing.
So you got into this, you know, the vibe, you became a vibrational match.
Got you.
You made a declaration, like you declared, you made a decision. I'm ready for this. I'm ready for a relationship. And you embodied that somehow, right? You embodied it. And then here you are, you show up, and then you have this saying, which is serendipity loves me.
Yeah, serendipity loves me. Yep.
Ah, it's a good one. Keep using it.
Yeah. I'm like, that's true.
And that's the thing. It's like, so all these things happen. And I don't know if you were taking any steps in the direction of that vision that you had for relationship at that time.
But yeah, just to lay it all out here, there was someone else that I was interested in. I was a very awkward dater, just so you know. I was really bad at it, right? I was very good at helping other people get dates, but I was awkward. And so there was a woman I was interested in, and we went on two dates. I totally like messed up the thing. I was just like in my awkwardness, and I gave myself a high five, and everyone was like, dude, what did you do? That was not the move, right? Like, you finished the date and you just like walked off and said bye, friend. They're like, what are you doing? I had made a decision. I wanted a girlfriend, and I called her. I remember I was working really late. It was during our busy season, and I gave her a call and I said, hey, like, I gotta lay it on the line here. Like, I think you're awesome. I messed that up back then, but like, I'd love to pursue something. And she's like, time has passed. I'm seeing someone right now. Right. Mm. So like, yeah. So
after
like,
you made that declaration, I am ready to date. You took a step,
yes,
right? A step in service of this vision that you had, which was, I'm going to, you know, call this woman up.
Yep.
Right. Which you did. And the cool thing about that is that, you know, we have to just take steps, right? Like, you've got an intuitive hit. You're like, you know what? I'm going to call her. And you did. So universe was like, oh, dude's like, he's making steps in the direction of the vision. Let me throw him a bone. You're in that vibration. Then you walk into the bar. The person's like, hey, you didn't even meet my friend. You could never have made that up. That's why it's like, when we have a vision, we don't know the how. Like, we don't know how we're going to get to it. In fact, it's none of our business how we get there. We just have to declare the vision. Okay. You declare it, which you did. And then you said, then we asked ourselves a question. What can I do today? Where I am with what I have to move in the direction of to serve my vision. And it's like, you called that woman, right? And then the universe is like, oh, he's serious about this. Like, right. And then all of a sudden things happen, you know, out of the blue, you know. Like, I had a vision of taking my son to Hawaii. Did he want to go to Hawaii? I can't remember what it was. Oh, no. I bought tickets to go to Hawaii because they were like $150 round trip from LA. And I was like, how can you pass that up for spring break? Yep. And then I started looking at hotel rooms and they were like really, really expensive. And I was like, oh, geez, like, you know, $8,000, $9,000 a night. And I was like, I don't love that.
Yeah.
So then I started asking myself, you know, then I did my vision work. And my son's saying, mom, I really want to stay. Like, I don't want to stay in an Airbnb. I want to stay in a hotel with a pool. Like, he had his own vision. I was like, well, what I would love is to create the vacation that he would love. Right. So like, I'm, you know, doing the vision, like stay in a beautiful hotel. It's within my budget, like whatever my numbers were, like, you know, and then I'm taking the steps. Like, I even thought about like buying a timeshare, because I was like, well, the timeshare is going to cost me like, you know, a third of what it would cost. Anyway, like, I might as well get invested into something if I'm going to spend all this money. Like, I had all these ideas and I was taking all these steps. And one of them, Adrian kept saying, mom, you should call Jenny. And I was like, why do you want me to call Jenny? Why don't you invite her to come with us, mom, to Hawaii? And I was like, that's kind of weird, but okay. I mean, she's our friend, but it didn't totally make sense. But sometimes it doesn't make sense. We just follow it anyway. So I was like, okay. I called Jenny. I was like, hey, you know, we were just chatting and I said, you know, I'm trying to go to Hawaii. And she had timeshare. So I was asking her about that. Well, we had this conversation. She was kind of trying to help me out. And the next day, Jenny sends me a text message with a picture, a screenshot of like a room availability. And she goes, there's 4 nights available. Do you want me to book it? And I was like, sure. How much is it? She goes, it's on my points. Just, you know, pay it like, I don't know, a $50 yeah. name change fee. And I was like, sure.
Okay. I'm a yes. Yes.
So like basically Jenny, my good friend Jenny, like, you know, booked us a room on our points. Yeah. She's got like a ton of points. She's titanium late. Like she wanted, she's a person of increase. She yeah. loves to serve people and, you know, she's a, you know, amazing. And like, so we got all of it. Right. But it's like, I made a decision. I take the steps. And then it was like, I could never have ever imagined, just like you could have imagined that person at the bar was going to be the one to introduce you to your wife. I could never imagine that Jenny Eck was going to be the right way that I manifested the trip to Hawaii, but it happened. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. We don't know how to do it, and we don't do it by ourselves. We're not acting in isolation. We have this incredible power that breathes us, that brings us onto this planet Earth. Who knows what it is? You know, some people think they know. It is working with us because we have it within us, because we have an infinite side of us. You know, our spirit is not just in this body. In fact, it goes, when we die, the spirit goes somewhere else. It's not, it's infinite. I don't know if this makes sense, but that's.
It doesn't need to make sense. Like I think I'm like, how can we in our like in the mortal constructs that we have right now be able to really, really, really fathom that? But what I do get is that whether or not it makes sense doesn't mean it's not true. You know, I'm like, look, E equals MC squared. Mm-hmm. Simple. I still don't really know what it means. Like, mm-hmm. I could tell you what all the letters mean. I could tell you all those things there, but do I get it? You know, do I understand the yeah. implications of it all? And right. I kind of feel like sometimes it's like, got to give that kind of space to it.
Yeah.
So does it make sense?
Or start playing with it and see how it works.
Exactly. I mean, like, look, there's a lot of research I can do around all of those things. But like, you said person of increase, right? I just love that idea. I'm like, I'm bringing that into my programs now. I'm like, I need to find, yeah. I'm like, have a filter for person.
Wallace Wattles, the science of getting rich by Wallace Wattles. That's, I don't care on what chapter it is, but there's a whole chapter on being a person of increase.
Nice.
And the book was written in 1911 or something like that.
See, I love these kind of things where it's like, it's just like really great, like principles. Look, we're at our time here. Yeah. So I want to make sure that we can wrap up. So then there's anything else there that you need to take care of, you have. Fantastically like excited. It's a fantastic conversation. I'm fantastically excited. I got two questions just to like wrap us up here. Sure. Do you have a few minutes just to wrap up?
I have to be somewhere at 4:15, but I can answer questions fast and then get
in the okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You don't have to rush through these, but like just know that there's only two and they're not long.
Okay.
First one, Kristen, there are people out there that will want to continue this conversation, that will want to go on journeys with you, that would want to like that have visions that they want to manifest in the world. How best can they continue the conversation with you and deepen the experience with you?
They can reach out to me.
What's the best way to do it?
Yeah, email.
Email. So yeah, just put give it to us here, because like I tend to not do too much with show notes. We do have
okay,
some
ready?
Times, but Kristen, like, yeah.
Kristen, I'm a 10, KRISTEN, at Kristen, KRISTEN, Kosinski, KOSINSKI.com. Kristen at KristenKosinski.com.
Perfection. All right. So,
and just say in the subject line, I have a dream. Or I want a dream.
Yeah.
Awesome. I have a desire to have a dream.
Put something in the subject line, y'all. Like, and then. The last question I have for you, it's a time capsule question here. And this is, I get really curious about how this manifests for you. I love to give the people who come on the show a gift. I said show, it's the first time I ever use it. What is this thing?
It's a vision, baby.
Here it is. You've made it a thank you. I'm like, okay, this is actually gonna be something else now. But I do love to give my featured outliers a gift. And the gift is what I call like the time capsule. Kristen, right now, in with all that, all the experience that you have, all the things that you've gone through in life, like you have this inner wisdom, right? That is abundantly clear to you. My invitation for you is to, like, if you had to leave a message for your future self, for a future Kristen who may just like need to hear this message when she's least expecting it, what's the message that you would leave for her?
Keep carving your path.
And so it is. So it is. Kristen, it's been an absolute pleasure being in conversation with you. Thank you for being you. Thank you for bringing all of you as like, I mean, nothing less could be expected, but I
acknowledge for having me.
Yeah. Thank you. We're going to complete here, and I'm looking forward to our next conversation. All right.
Me too. Right, thank you.
We're just getting started. Take 10 seconds to think about your greatest insight from today's conversation. And if you're ready to go and bring this to a deeper, more applicable level for you, come and join us in an upcoming masterclass. Go to outliersedge.com/masterclass to be coached live and to bring your aspirations, your goals, and your challenges and have them handled in real time. This is high flame, high impact, high transformation. Go to outliersedge.com/masterclass and come experience your next level of leadership.